This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Welcome, my friends. How are you? Be at the University of Mary tomorrow with our broadcast. Looking forward to that day. Lumen VK Center grand opening is going to be something. It's going to be something. I hope you're going to be there. Two words that might entice you to be there. What do you think those two words would be, Todd? Public open house. This is Saturday now. We're going to be there tomorrow, but Saturday is the open house.
I was going to say Scott Hennen was my comeback.
No,
but
no.
No, that's my comeback. Yes.
Doesn't free mean food! I'm right. Free food!
Well, that's been known to work.
No, they're going to have a great time. That'll be neat, and that's just such an important part of kind of the heartbeat of the campus and everything with everything they're doing. There's so many incredible things going on at that institution. It just is incredible. America's leadership university. And, the affordability, the year-round campus that's getting all the attention it's getting. And it's all about good leadership. I mean, it is America's leadership university because they have good leaders. And, chief among them, of course, is the president of the school, Monsignor James Shea. He just is a great, great leader. University of Mary, Bismarck, Mandan, the whole state of North Dakota, lucky to have him. So I'm excited for them on a big day. We'll be there tomorrow previewing it. Saturday, the big day as well. So should be a lot of fun. Look forward to seeing you. Congressman Kevin Cramer is going to join us in a moment. Then we'll all be joined by a special guest on the Talk Radio Town Hall, Tony Saja. Am I saying that right? I say it right? And Tony Sag is actually a senior administration official, works over in the Treasury Department, and has been working with a lot of the details of the tax reform plan, what the president was here to talk about yesterday. So we'll do a couple minutes with Tony just kind of on the policy of yesterday and getting that implemented, which Congressman Cramer is excited to talk about as well. And then we'll open up the phones and welcome your calls, questions, and comments for the Talk Radio Town Hall. Congressman Kevin Cramer is here. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you, Scott. How are you?
Good. So can you put yesterday into a headline?
Into a headline? Big day for North Dakota, and I think a big day for tax reform in terms of creating momentum. Good messaging, and I've never been more proud of North Dakota. It was a beautiful backdrop for the president's presentation on why tax reform is important to middle-class Americans.
Yeah, it's just so you've coined this line. You should have a trademark by now, but it's good to be us. I mean, it's fun to see the level of attention coming to North Dakota and here, of course, from the 45th president, who not only says, okay, some good things are going on here, so I'll go here and talk about what I want to talk about. He comes and talks about how great North Dakota is.
Well, and that's the thing, you know, that's so wonderful is that North Dakota has become the example of what America can be like if we apply the same kind of principles and policies that we've successfully implemented North Dakota to the rest of the country. And I know that much of the rest of the country resists some of that, but if you look at the success of North Dakota, especially, you know, what struck me yesterday, Scott, as much as anything, was that beautiful day, that beautiful refinery as a backdrop he talked about clean air. The president talked about, you know, the EPA's core mission of clean air, clean water. And I thought to myself, here we are in a refinery with stacks, as a backdrop to the president's speech. And here we have clean air, clean
water. Did we lose Kevin? Clean air, clean water.
And apparently a pretty clean phone call, too.
And, yeah.
With no voice on the call whatsoever. Wow.
Well, he might have been on a cell phone in that swamp. It's hard to get a cell phone to work, you know.
We didn't want to drain the whole swamp. Just
back in Washington, D.C., so, yeah. Let's try and get him back on the phone. How about that?
Wow.
He's probably still... Pardon me? Okay, and we lost our connection with Congressman Cramer. You're working on that. Okay. All right. Talking to Manny off here. The great Manny, ladies and gentlemen, who is manning the controls. I love it. While we are waiting to reconnect with Congressman Kramer, let me welcome to the program from the Department of Treasury, someone that is working hard on the tax reform the president talked about yesterday, Tony Sagtin. Tony, how are you?
Great to be with you, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Tony's the Assistant Secretary for Public Affairs at the Department of Treasury, and obviously Secretary Mnuchin was along yesterday. Did you get a readout on what he thought of North Dakota, what the Secretary thought about the day yesterday?
Sure. Well, the President and the Secretary were both very heartened by the overwhelming welcome and hospitality of the people from North Dakota. Obviously, it's a state very near and dear to the President, overwhelmingly supported during the campaign. And he really feels that it's a state that really symbolizes what can happen when you start doing smart economic policy, which from our perspective in federal government, we've not had real tax reform in 31 years. The country has suffered. In North Dakota, you've had some very smart policies as it relates to the economy and energy, and you have very low unemployment. You have wage growth in the state. And you obviously have economic growth in the state. So this is the type of positive impact that we are committed to seeing with real tax reform and tax cuts that are frankly targeted toward our small businesses, our farmers, our ranchers, our workers, you know, those Main Street shop owners who've really been left out of any of the positive economic benefits of the economy because of a very convoluted and complex and counterproductive tax code.
President made a great case yesterday for why, as you are today, Tony, Congressman Kramer has regularly as well, why this is necessary and what it will do. Of course, many of us are wondering how, right? Because you've been trying to do this since 1986. And Congressman Kramer, I'll ask you this first, and then I'm curious to Tony's position on this. Well, you know, last time this was done was Reagan in 86. Why has it been this long since we've done major tax reform, and how do we avoid falling into whatever traps have happened previous to that?
Well, I think the reason it's taken so long is because anytime you change the order of things, there are a lot of opponents to status quo and who are much more animated than those who would benefit from a change of status quo. That said, I would also say that, you know, it's over the course of time that simple things become complicated, because you can have comprehensive tax reform today, but I guarantee you that beginning next week, the various interest groups will start the lobbying effort to create one more deduction for their industry, one more loophole for another industry, one more incentive to you know, manipulate the public to purchase a particular product or service. And then over time, all of those aggregate into complexity. And so that's why occasionally you have to go back and do comprehensive reform. The problem with that method and the problem with waiting so long is that there just gets to be too many stakeholders and too many special interests to effectively do it. That's why for Republicans and for members of both parties, really, comprehensive reform is never easy, because there's an opponent around every corner. You have to be willing to do what's right for the American people. And that's why when you talk about deductions, you talk about the details, you're going to hear a lot of people say, well, I want to see the details of the plan before I make up my mind, to which I say, you don't understand. Simplicity doesn't require a lot of details. So the details people are seeking are what's in it for me, as opposed to what's in it for the country. And I think we just have to be prepared at some point to pull that lever and say, you know, well, not perfect for every industry or every stakeholder. We want to do something that's going to be good for the country, and that is pro-growth, simplified, lower tax rate policy.
I mean, I'm cheering when he's saying that, Tony, without question. And I think a lot of people are. We had an 11-year-old girl call in today and talk about how her mom was not able to keep the family business because her grandpa died, and she could keep the farm, but she couldn't keep the family business. Talking about how important it is to get rid of the death tax. Who was at the event yesterday, by the way? 11-year-old little girl. So I completely agree. My question is, how do you avoid the pitfalls of the past politically and getting this passed, knowing how easy it is to demagogue saying it's tax cuts for the rich?
Well, look, first and foremost, I will totally endorse and agree with the way the congressman has laid out what's happened over the last 31 years. And frankly, what's happened a lot is you've only had the wealthy and special interests able to influence what's happening in the tax code, which is why we strongly reject the kind of obstructionist rhetoric that's frankly demagoguery that suggests any change of the tax code is automatically a tax cut for the rich and the businesses that are powerful and corporate. The reality is those are the only people benefiting from the existing system. What we need to do is focus on meaningful tax reform that helps workers, that helps small business owners, as the president talked about, sole proprietors. Those, you know, obviously are major engines of economic growth and job creation. That helps ranchers and family farmers. And, you know, the stories of personal interest that came up in the president's speech really talking about North Dakota families that are going to be impacted by things like eliminating the death tax. Death should not be a taxable event in someone's life, and it is under the current tax code.
Good point. So, we just got to tell that story over and over and over and over and over again, certainly in a soundbite world, because the arguments are clearly with the common sense that says do this. Tony, we'll have you back on the Talk Radio Town Hall with Congressman Kramer. Really enjoyed the conversation. Keep the fight up. Our best to the president, everyone at the Department of Treasury, and we'll talk again soon, okay?
Great to be with you both. Thank you.
Your calls for Congressman Kramer when we come back.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at PetroServe USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings always. My personal favorite is the 4-for-4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items, the pizza, the pop, the cookies, $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you. The best of the West is waiting. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. Watford City, North Dakota, and beautiful McKenzie County is waiting for you. There's lots of summer left. How about planning a couple of days to see this wonderful community and its incredible growth? Great places to see, great places to be, great places to just take in the wonderful sights, like the North Unit of the Teddy Roosevelt National Park. And, of course, great places to stay, too, like the Teddy's Presidential Suites, Little Missouri Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Roosevelt Inn and Suites. Fantastic stay, Mainstay Suites, and so much more. Use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST and get a 10% savings off your best price. 10% off your best price, plus get a coupon book loaded with all kinds of things, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center. Call the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or Mainstay Suites. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Tell them Scott sent you, and we'll see you in Watford City.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Talk Radio Town Hall. I'm trying to pick out an excerpt from the president's address yesterday, and I can't pick a favorite because, you know, it's one of those deals where I took the transcript and I started highlighting what I thought were great moments, and I'm like at 50. So then when I try to pick one out, I just I think for me, Congressman Cramer, it was the genuine appreciation for what he at one point called the North Dakota miracle, and the inspiration that North Dakota is providing for the rest of the country. I mean, I just can't hear it enough. I mean, it's just when you think about the President of the United States is up there on the stage gushing, literally. And here, let me play the clip I'm talking about.
Today, this state has the lowest unemployment rate of any state in America, nearly half the national average. I want all of America to be inspired by what's happened in North Dakota and the North Dakota example. This state is the reminder of what can happen when we promote American jobs instead of obstructing American jobs, which has been happening. Believe me.
Believe me. I love that.
Do you
have a favorite?
Well, I don't know. I have to tell you that listening to that again, that was more inspirational to me than it was the first time, because I think when you're at the event and you're playing the role that we're all playing, and you're sort of pinching yourself going, am I really here? Did I really fly on Air Force One to get here? That would certainly be among the top. And it was exactly what I had hoped for, Scott. I mean, people ask me in advance, well, why North Dakota? Why is he doing this speech here? What's the point of all of this? And there's lots of reasons, political and otherwise, but I often said, I think because North Dakota is exactly what he said it is, the shining example of what can be. And, it was a perfect stage and a perfect backdrop for a very, very good message.
It really was. Let's go to Rod in Bismarck. Questions for Congressman Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall are welcome. 800-228-0550. Text your questions, if you prefer, 367-2054 or Todd at 226-8503. Rod, go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Congressman.
Good morning.
Quick question or comment regarding the corporate income tax and the reduction of that. I agree with the President. That is going to be such a huge economic boom to the entire country. But the bottom line, on behalf of us deplorables to help the argument about why that is not such a benefit to the rich. Everyone pays the corporate income tax for all the goods and services that we purchase is the bottom line. So dropping it to 15% is going to create such an economic growth that it's going to be phenomenal for this country. And I just wanted to, regarding arguments against, the fact that it isn't big corporations that are going to benefit. It's the common man that's going to benefit from that reduction.
Well, very well said, Rod. And I would add to that, the part of the complexity and part of the difference between 1986 and now is that fewer companies actually incorporate. More of them become pass-throughs or create a business that's taxed differently. And so for corporations, to Rod's point, he's right. They aren't paying the taxes anyway. Those are at the cost of whatever product or service they're creating and distributing. But worse than that is our corporate rate is so high that we're the least competitive country in the world by far. Our rate is 35%. The average in the developed world is under 22%. He's aiming for 15 to make us more competitive. And I appreciate the President's emphasis on this, because whether we end up at 15 or something a little higher than that, he's keeping the pressure at the lowest level so that the tax writers can find all the ways possible to get that rate as low as possible. So that's what creates the jobs. It moves jobs from overseas to the United States.
What other factor in that reduction of the corporate rate is that all of the special interests that are out there trying to get the benefits of tax credits or other special deductions, you're going to diminish that influence significantly by dropping that corporate rate down to where people basically say, hey, getting the value of any benefit for any super deduction or credit isn't going to be worth anything. So
no,
I think you're going to get the special interest out of the process by doing that as well.
No, you nailed it, Rod. That's exactly right. The problem is the challenge politically to the sort of the beginning of this discussion is that, of course, every special interest wants the lowest rate possible and their deduction. And this is where we have to be able to say, no, we're going to have fewer deductions, fewer loopholes, fewer credits, a lower rate for everybody. We have to look out for the consumer and the taxpayer first
and the special interests will take care of themselves when people have more money in their pocket. And they can spend their discretionary income on what they want to spend it on rather than what the tax code encourages them to spend it on.
Thank you, Rod. Appreciate the call. Justin and Steele for Congressman Kramer. You're next on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Go ahead.
Yeah, through my sources, I think we owe a big thank you to Kelly Armstrong that we got him to come, Trump. So I think we owe a big thank you to Kelly Armstrong.
You broke up on me, Justin. I'm sorry. I heard you say we owe a big thank you to Kelly Armstrong. My sources tell me what did you say?
Through my sources, we owe a big thank you to Kelly.
Okay. For what? I'm not understanding.
He's the one that got Trump to come, that I know of.
Oh, I see. Okay. So, you're talking about Kelly Armstrong as a senator from Dickinson, who's the chair of the Republican Party in North Dakota.
Yeah.
All right. And Congressman Kramer, is Kelly pick up the phone and get him to come see us?
Well, I don't know that he did. I'm sure he would have invited them and certainly welcomed them. I think it's important, though, to distinguish this speech. This was a policy speech and aimed, obviously, at tax policy and using North Dakota as a shining example. So whatever role Kelly played, we're all grateful for that. And we were honored to have the president there.
Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Let's go to Ken in Moorhead for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
Good morning. I'm one of those deplorables that voted for a CEO to work for me in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Just want to remind the congressman, you can disagree all you want, but you stand behind our president and don't you waver and then start standing up for him as you do, but continue it on because I'm really sick and tired of the minority running the majority. That's my comment. Thank you.
Well, that's a good point. As you know, I don't think anybody's stood with him stronger or more often since he's become president in Congress than I have. I will also tell you, though, I'm not afraid to disagree with him when I think he's wrong. And I think that's one of the characteristics of North Dakota's independence. We have a little bit disagreement over over the deal he struck with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer yesterday. But some of the reason that happens is because, to Ken's point, is because some members of my party, including some of our leadership, haven't delivered. When we only got 49 Senate Republicans to vote for repeal and replacement of Obamacare, for example, it sort of forces the president to go to the minority party to make deals. And I would hope that his deal-making yesterday with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi was a sign to the Republicans in Congress that if you're not going to work with me, if you're not going to stand behind me, you give me no choice. And that doesn't make for more conservative policies. It makes for the opposite.
Sounds like the speaker is joining the president for dinner tonight, so maybe you can be a fly on the wall there and referee that one. All right, short break, back with more with Congressman Kevin Kramer and your calls after this.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Have you been living with that musty smell in your damp basement? Your home is your greatest asset, so let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. Perhaps you've been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable. At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement. Connect with Precision Concrete Cutters today. Go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com for a free estimate and to learn more.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, brought to you in part today by our friends at Pipers. That's right, Pipers. Have you been thinking about maybe picking up a few bucks by selling some machinery that's gathering a little dust there? Or might be a good time to, you know, just downsize a little bit, put a couple extra bucks in the pocket. Nobody gets more money at equipment auctions than Pipers. I know they're known for land auctions, and they do that better than anybody in land management and real estate. But I'm here to tell you, I've seen it firsthand, the dollars they're getting. Ask Kevin Piper. He can prove to you he gets more than his competitors. Pipers.com or call them at 877-700-4099. Tell them Scott sent you. Here was a fun moment with President Trump yesterday in Mandan. I'll see if Congressman Kramer agrees. Roll that.
Sometimes they'll say, you know, he can't be that bad a guy. Look at Ivanka. Nah, come on up, honey. She's so good. She wanted to make the trip. She said, Dad, can I go with you? She actually said, Daddy, can I go with you? I like that, right? Daddy, can I go with you? I said, yes, you can. Where are you going? North Dakota. I said, oh, I like North Dakota. Hi, honey. Say something, baby.
Hi, North Dakota. We love this state, so it's always a pleasure to be back here. You treated us very, very well in November and have continued to. So we like sharing the love back. Thank you.
And she means it, believe me.
Oh, my gosh, that was an incredible moment. And you know, when he said, actually she said, Daddy, I got chills. I got chills. You know, I mean, any dad that has a daughter knows what I'm talking about. Just like, oh, my gosh. And, you know, it's not fake. It's not phony. It's not political. It's a love between a dad and a daughter. And then for her to come up, pretty cool. And then I understand you managed to introduce Ivanka to the entire Kramer clan there yesterday, right?
Well, I was more focused on trying to get a couple of pictures on my phone of her meet. So I introduced them. She was so kind to go over and say hi to Chris and our kids, who were jealous when they saw me sitting by her. And I got a text from my wife saying, get a selfie with Ivanka. I said, I'll bring her over to you. And so we did that. But she's a great sport. And I'm with you. The tenderness of that moment on the stage, frankly, it was the softest I've seen Donald Trump maybe ever. And, you know, as you know, he's a business guy. He's a CEO. He's got that New York edge to him, which is part of what we like about him so much. But it was one of the more tender, sincere moments I've seen from him, and I think it was wonderful. And wasn't her speech perfect? I mean, she meant it, like you said. She really meant it. To hear somebody like Ivanka Trump saying, we love this state. I mean, that's pretty cool.
Oh, and a classy lady. I mean, just
It's really incredible. And, you know, gosh, I mean, I think the same of Melania. I look at her and I see Jackie O. I do. I just think the class there is just really incredible. There's a good stock to those people. They're really no doubt about it. Yeah. Let's see here. Denny and Moorhead. Oh, I needed to do an email first. Sorry. I'll get to you, Denny, in 1 second here. Let me do an email from Connie in Jamestown. Says, I attended yesterday, concluded that our president is a big picture guy with a vision forward that will help all Americans. We need to come together to support the vision. Can our Congressman Kramer suggest how we can help promote this tax plan?
Sure. So thanks for that, Tommy. I think, first of all, your email being read on the radio is a good start to that. But I think it's talking to your neighbors, talking to your coworkers, talking to your business partners, talking to folks at church and telling them, look, the big picture is what we need to trust. The vision that is cast by President Trump, that the country could be more like North Dakota. I mean, look around North Dakota. Lowest unemployment rate in the country. One of the highest per capita income rates in the country. One of the best education systems in the country. Efficient government services. In a state that's hard to do in when you have a low population and a large state. I think that's the sales pitch. This is what can be done. North Dakota is one of the lowest tax states in the country. It's got a balanced, diverse tax system. And if Donald Trump wants to model that for the country, boy, what more do you need to say in North Dakota than that? Let's make America as good as North Dakota. The rest of America is as good as North Dakota.
Well said. Denny and Moorhead, you're next on What's on Your Mind for Congressman Kevin Kramer.
Yeah, good morning, Kevin and Scott. First, I want to make a comment. The president on numerous occasions it says that the unfunded costs of the wars is $6 trillion. If that's the case, that's nearly one-third of the national debt. But my two questions are, Kevin, what part of the $19.3 trillion GDP that we have is taxable? And the next part of my question is, the president on many occasions during the campaign and still pledges that he will not cut entitlements, Social Security, mm-hmm. Medicare, Medicaid, mm-hmm. and I don't think there's an economist out there that says there's no way you're going to balance a budget unless these cuts are made. How would you deal with that?
Yeah, so let me try to tackle that last part first. I don't know that the specific answer to your previous question, what part of that $19.3 trillion economy is taxable, but there's a good chunk of it that is not. I think perhaps to the point you want to make. And that's what we're trying to do with lower, simpler rates, is apply that rate to more things at a lower level, and we can, everybody can have a share in the burden. But with regard to the entitlement piece, you are right. He made that pledge, and he's pretty well committed to it, at least, in the first term. And so this is where I think tax reform comes in. Tax reform is aimed at not only, sharing the burden, and actually would have deficit reduction to it. It has to, or it can't become permanent law, and we can't do it with under budget reconciliation. That's some of the nerdy, swamp talk, but budget reconciliation is what allows us to pass it with just 50 votes as opposed to the 60 in the Senate. So it has to be deficit, some deficit reduction over 10 years. Well, his tax package and this tax package is aimed at growing the economy. So the first phase of getting to balance and to paying off debt is to grow the economy. Remember, he made reference yesterday to the trillions of dollars that are stranded overseas. Those are dollars of American companies' profits that we would punish if they brought them back to the United States. Well, if we get this tax plan done, we provide a short holiday on that, lowering it to 10%, that the rate on that repatriated money, and to bring back trillions of dollars to go to work in our economy. And then with the lower rate and the flatter rate that generates more revenue, we start to get the balance and we get people to work, and government becomes less necessary, because you have now, more people working and fewer people on the programs. Then I think if we get all that done, then I think entitlement reform comes after that. Get welfare reform done, get to entitlement reform either late in this term or early in the next term.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. Minot next for John. You're on What's on Your Mind and the Talk Radio Town Hall with Congressman Kevin Kramer.
Yeah, from what I heard on the news, Pelosi, Schumer, and Trump are going to set the budget for the next 3 months. I thought the House handled the checkbook. Where are they at? Why don't they send in a budget of their own?
Okay, so just to be clear, what deal the president made yesterday, you said Pelosi and Schumer, of course, Pelosi being the Democratic leader in the House, Chuck Schumer being the Democratic leader in the Senate. Of course, Speaker Ryan and Leader McConnell were also at that same meeting. So
I heard there were also quite a few Republicans that were awful perturbed at that.
Well, I'm not crazy about it myself, and I'd be surprised if most Republicans would support it, quite honestly. I'm not sure how this can play out, but there's a lot of discussion going on today. But at the end of it, what the title is a continuing resolution. So that's 3 months under the current spending levels. It's basically an extension of the current budget for 3 months.
Where are the Republicans at? Why don't the Republicans write a budget, do something, and set it back down every time?
All the appropriations bills this week on the House side. The Senate hasn't taken up any appropriations. They've passed most of them.
But the House controls the checkbook, not the Senate. Well,
no, the House begins the appropriations process just like we do with tax policy. We then send it to the Senate for their action. So, but yes, all spending and taxation begins in the House. And so
right.
We will get all of that work done, send it to the Senate. The deal that they cut buys another 3 months for the Senate to get its work done. Personally, I don't know why we couldn't just get Part 12 appropriations bills acted on by the Senate. But the Senate's a different creature, and we keep going through a long debate about the rules of the Senate and how they're designed to obstruct. Well, they weren't designed to obstruct, but they've become obstructionist.
I want to interject here, if you don't mind, and
sure.
I think go to John's frustration here. And, you know, we're getting a few comments in this. Mark on the road says, why did President Trump allow the increase in the national debt? We're talking about this deal that was cut yesterday, the three-month thing.
Mm-hmm.
To me, from the outside, it looks like the president is sort of forced to go this direction because you got enough Republicans, especially in the Senate, that just won't deal with him. And
right.
That he's at loggerheads basically with leadership, your speaker, Paul Ryan, and Mitch McConnell, and that this is a preview of more of what's to come if, in fact, there can't be some cohesion between the president and Republican leaders. Even though this may be a bad deal for a lot of reasons, it's a product of, you know, Republicans just sort of resisting Trump. Would that be right or wrong?
So, sort of, except again, the House is going to pass all of our appropriations bills on time. They'll all be in the Senate this week, all 12 of them. So it's up to the Senate to take those on and to deal with them. Chuck Schumer, of course, has the power to hold it up because it takes 60 senators. So until Mitch McConnell changes the rules of the Senate to where we can pass appropriations with 50 votes instead of 60, that's the dilemma that we're going to have.
And what is the holdup on that? I mean, seriously. I mean,
I hear you.
Right?
I'm with you. Yeah.
Who disagrees with it?
Yeah.
with it? The swamp, right?
Some senators, yeah.
some
lobbyists, yeah.
John, you're not alone there, sir, on the frustration, yeah. No doubt about it. Other calls waiting. Let me. We're close to a break, so I'll do some quick ones here. I got a question for the congressman. Would the tax reform proposed by the president do away with the IRS? I've got a sole proprietor business that I operate.
It would not, because there are still three brackets instead of seven. There would still be some deductions that small business and individuals could keep, such as charity, such as home mortgage. We don't know yet about certain things like interest deduction and things like that, but business interest deduction I'm speaking of. But I do think that the emailer makes a point, I think, as a sole proprietor, is the treatment of business, whether it's a pass-through business or, you know, or a corporation, whether it's a sole proprietorship, partnership, LLC, C-Corp, all of those nuances are relevant here. And I think to his point, the simpler we can make it to the point where we get rid of the IRS, that would be all better. But under the president's plan, 95% of tax filers could do it themselves.
I love it. I love the line about H&R Block from yesterday, too. More with Congressman Kramer after this on the Talk Radio Town Hall.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here.
So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Your life can change with a trip to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. We've talked to the customers of Hot Spring Spas. They tell us every day is made better with a Hot Spring Spa. Becca from Buxton, a great example, loves the Ace Saltwater System. She'll tell you why in just a moment. Find out for yourself by stopping at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Minot, too, and online at hotspringnd.com. Becca, what system did you go with?
We went with the saltwater system. I would highly recommend that. Your skin and everything is so soft when you get out, and it doesn't fade your swimming suits, and we really, really enjoy that feature of the spa.
The folks at Hot Springs invented the Ace saltwater system, so it is the best of the best, really ingenious, and that not only, as you say, makes the water so much better, but also makes just everything easier in the way of maintenance and everything, so those are fantastic, and you love that as well, huh?
Yeah, definitely a bonus. The Hot Springs is low maintenance, almost no maintenance, from fill to just keeping it clean. It's just been so much easier. The draining is easier, the cleaning of the filters is easier. It's been great. I'm really just in love with it.
So it's fair to say that every day is made better with your Hot Spring Spa?
Every day has been made better.
Every day made better. For Becca and her family, and for you too, when you go to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too, online at hotspringnd.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code free trial and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's libertyid.com, promo code free trial. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. libertyid.com, promo code free trial. libertyid.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Delta, help us celebrate the caller of the day, and it was so good yesterday. We had callers of the day, several of them, and all had questions that I couldn't answer, but I promised I would bring to Congressman Kramer. So how about that? Thanks for our friends from Delta Constructors. One call does it all to them for turnkey well site solutions. Listen, if you're in the oil industry, you want to impress your bosses, give Eric a call today at Delta and say, hey, help me out here. Save you money, save you headaches. 406-250-8151, 406-250-8151, deltaconstructors.net. Some questions for you, Congressman Kramer, on a couple issues for our best and brightest vets. And go ahead and roll that, Rev.
Dan, what's on your mind? North Dakota ID Veterans Card. A lot of other states have those along with the driver's license, which is required, you know, to prove that you're a vet. They're just waiting for the money they've been promised for 2 years to do this for North Dakota.
Jack in Moorhead, what is on your mind, Jack?
What's amazing to me is the change in the Veterans Administration, in that if I want to use the MEPS office or anything like that at the airport in Minneapolis, the Servicemen's Lounge, since I'm not a retired military person, I'm off limits. Can't walk in the door. Even though I serve my country honorably discharged, I can't use any benefits to military people because I'm not retired military. So if I went in for 4 years or 8 years or 10 years and I got honorably discharged, there are no benefits for me. And if anybody says they are, I don't care who they are, they're lying to you.
Karen, you're next. Yes. What's on your mind?
Yes.
Go ahead.
My husband lost his wallet, and we tried to get his veteran's card replaced. And we went through Fargo and through his officer. And for about a year, I would call every couple of months to see the status. And I had story after story about they didn't have the funding, their machine broke, they couldn't make the cards anymore, they were waiting for an update to software. It went on and on and on, and finally I just quit calling because my husband's wallet was found and returned. And about a year to a year and a half out later, in the mail, we got a new card. So then we had two. So I know what the veterans are going through to try and get their ID cards.
It's unbelievable to me, and it sounds like some bureaucracy in North Dakota, too, where they have the funding, but it's not here. So, a couple of different issues there that we're not going to be able to get into in great detail today, but maybe we should do a special a Vets Talk Radio Town Hall on some of this stuff. Anything you can tell us on the frustrations these folks are...
Well, first of all, they should not have to do this, but if you get stonewalled by the DA in Fargo or anywhere else, call my office right away. We'll do an inquiry. Oftentimes we can break through the red tape and get it done for you. Again, it shouldn't have to be done this way, but if you get that to that point, please ask for our help. We'll inquire. We've already inquired with regard to the Veterans Benefits Card. That law has been law now for over 2 years. Why they still aren't getting it done is beyond me, but I think we need to talk to North Dakota DMV as well and see if... One of the things we can do is the Department of Motor Vehicle can put a veteran's ID on your driver's license so that everybody who has a driver's license or has a state ID can also duplicate as a veteran's ID so that at least you get some of those benefits. But we have inquired with the VA on what's the holdup on the veteran's benefits cards, and we'll hopefully get an answer pretty soon.
All right. And by the way, we had a fellow call yesterday who called in to say, what's the deal, what's the holdup, where is it? The person told him to call you today on the radio. I mean, from the
oh,
say, hey, as frustrated as anybody to say it ought to be here. I'm saying somebody from inside is saying, please help us here.
Yeah.
So this isn't, I thought that was a pretty crafty bureaucrat.
Yeah.
Here's a email from a listener. Said, hey, cell phone's not working in the campground, internet a little slow. I wanted to call into What's on Your Mind Today about Trump's visit to North Dakota yesterday. My husband and I noticed the difference in the crowd's response to our three North Dakota U.S. congresspeople. Heidi received very little crowd response. Hovind did some better. But when Kevin was announced, the clapping and cheering was much longer and louder. Definitely a big statement of how much Kevin is appreciated by the people of North Dakota. In my opinion, she has some strengths of yours here that make you well-liked and trusted by the people, committed to the president, unashamedly fully supporting him, available to the people, cares, listens, and acts for the people. Kevin is real. She's got bullet points here. Number three, Kevin is real. Not in this for politically correct reasons. Four, most importantly, Kevin is deeply faith-based. It's real. It's his life. Now, I need to trust but verify on this comment to see if she's right. Can you pull me up the audio from the introduction? Roll.
Congressman Kramer. Senator Heitkamp, Senator, come on up.
I think the texture is correct.
And
the,
I have to say, you are all in favor of tax cuts, aren't you?
Absolutely. he's looking at Congressman Kramer, and he's looking at the Senator Hovind, So anyway, congratulations on winning the applause meter by a mile.
Well, this is very gratifying, but it's also humbling. And Scott, I just have to say that I want to say I'm very proud of the people that were at that event and so grateful for their politeness to all of us. I've not always been treated so politely in crowds
that are full of liberals, but I'm proud of our conservatives who treated all of us with politeness and integrity.
Yeah, well said. Todd was in charge of the applause meter, by the way. And Todd, what was it like? You know, it was like off the charts, right? To peg the meter.
It's true.
Yeah, it's gone. So we have it on good authority. All right, thank you, sir. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Scott. Bye-bye.
We're live at the great University of Mary tomorrow. Kick off a big weekend. See you, folks. God bless.
Energy transfer partners sue Greenpeace, Earth Justice, and other groups over the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. We asked that question of Kelsey Warren, the chairman of Energy Transfer Partners.
This lawsuit is an investment in our future. We've got to send a message. You can't do this. Let's go back and look at what this really was. What it really was a big money raise. It was a big con job to spread false lies to go get sympathizers to contribute money thinking they're helping some kind of green cause. And it was nothing more than a big scam to raise money. And they raised a lot of money. And what your state took on is unprecedented. And the way you guys handled it is unprecedented. I've never seen anything more impressive than this law enforcement reaction to these bad actors that were in your state. And we feel like it's our duty to now say, wait a minute, this is not over. You think it's over. You've moved to the next pipeline project, but it's not over. You may not be defeated by us, but you're going to have fits trying not to be.
Kelsey Warren of the recently filed lawsuit in another edition of our radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline protests.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.